Blog Talk Radio.
Because of reliance shall break every chain. Conquering lion shall break every chain. Give him the victory again and again.
Shalom, Brother Maher, Brother Duarte Young.
Yes, sir.
Yes, I'm here as well.
Oh, okay. Yeah, as y'all probably can see, they done did some kind of switch up on us.
What did they do to you?
Oh, did they didn't charge y'all to get on the show?
No.
They don't charge you. Are you with Metro?
No. We had some customers the other day. They was charging them to get on our program, so I didn't know if they did y'all like that.
If you with Metro, listen to this code. If you with Metro, they gonna charge you. But I paid.
Oh, okay.
They charged me $3. But I paid the $3 when I paid my bill, and they telling me I still can't get on the show. So when I get through with this, I'm going to go and cut their ass out and ask them what you charged me. The Xerox twins said the same thing with Metro. The same thing happened to them.
Oh, okay.
Metro is charging for this number, but Brother Mahal phone, the ATs with ATs, they're not charging.
Oh, okay, I was just checking it out.
Yeah, Metro is doing that shit. Because this is a California number, they said. Yeah. But anyway, we're going to continue with the number 19. I'm going to bring you up to snuff and let Brother Mahal keep on explaining to you why it's important to know the knowledge of the 19th. The knowledge that we're talking right now is the history that's in ancient Sumer. This we're coming out of ancient Sumer. We're not using the alphabets, which is a little G and a big G. We're using the ABCs, which is only 22 signs and symbols, and the 10th sign and symbol in the ABCs is Y. It's not a J. Neither is it an I. And so if you can understand the number 19, then you can, when you are able to understand the number 19, which Cole called mathematically speaking, this, you don't make no mistakes with it. We was created by a creator. We wasn't created by a God. We was created by a creator, and we was made male and female, a supreme being. This creator that created us, and you had two sons. You had to know what happened. These two sons, one of them decided to clone the supreme being and took the blood of his brother and made what is known as eighth day creation, we call it, a human being that was a man and a woman. We came from the 19th galaxy. This is the 12th galaxy, which is called the Milky Way galaxy, and we live on the third planet. The fourth planet is Mars. This clone of a human being that was a man and a woman, in the northern hemisphere, the Martians, which they call the Nephilim, which are subhuman beings, in the Torah they call them Nephilim, invaded and mated with Japheth's children. And when they mated with Japheth's children, which was human beings that was a man and woman, they became beast man. They went down into another, which is called a subhuman being, which is a Neanderthal. That history you would have to know, and when you study that, we done did too many shows on that, so everybody that has listened to us through the years should understand that we are coming. We've been into the knowledge of the number 19, but we never had explained it. If you was with the Nation of Islam, I think that either Sister Ava's or Mother Tanana, they tried to explain the number 19, but they really didn't. They just give you a good introduction to it. What we are doing is trying to break it all the way down, where you are made out of flesh and blood. Inside this flesh and blood is a piece of energy, electromagnetic energy, that came from that system. If your mind, when they say renew your mind, that is part of your mind. If you can renew your mind, means that everything that this white boy done taught you, you kick it out the window, but you got to use it to make money off of him. But the way you think is who you are. And this is, when you come into the knowledge of the number 19, you're getting yourself back to being a supreme being. That's what you had lost without the pituitary glands, which you lost for your senses. The supreme being had 9 senses. The human being only had 5. Once you clone something, and as you clone it, it gets weaker and weaker and weaker, but wiser. But this is where I wanted to bring you up to snuff to where we are, so what we had in the past. So I turn you into the hands of Brother Mahal.
All right, greetings to the listening audience out there. We are going to, and I'm so glad that Brother Dawadia, you set the tone for the area I actually want to get into discussing 19, and that's on the esoteric level, because we were talking about physicality, which also the past couple of weeks, which it does deal with the metaphysical side, where we was talking about the 19th galaxy, ninth universe, okay, and there are entities or beings that are there everywhere. That, I mean, they are, just visit the Book of Enoch, and there are so many hundreds of thousands of inhabited worlds. We'll never know all of them. I mean, not in our lifetime anyway. But to get to how things are set up, and as per our discussion between myself and Brother Dawadia, you know, even the Quran mentions over to 19. And we have to, when dealing with this, we have to throw out certain terms that has nothing to do with the original terms, such as they say, well, those are 19 angels. That's another word that has nothing to do with our language. And then they say, so 19 angels are guarding over hell. Okay, so H-E-L-L has nothing to do with the original word that is being discussed here. Okay, so Gehanim, in Hebrew, Gehanim, is not to be associated ever with the Germanic word H-E-L-L. Now, there's a fascination with those folks using those terminologies. So, you know, Brother Dawadia, you've spoken about the German, okay? Where did they come from? Well, everyone talks about they came from the north, okay? How far north did they come from? Especially when we consider the seven continents that we know about, 11 oceans, the German, and you know, Brother Dawadia, you might like this one. They do with the one-letter rule change. That is, change a letter, take out a letter, or insert a letter, okay? Making the to the eye and the listener think that it's a different word, and it's not. So in another place outside of our seven continents is a place that is spelled G-E in English, G-E-M-I-N-A, okay, which is supposed to be different from G-E-R-M-A-N. So you have G-E-M-A-N, and you know they use that word G-men, a G-man, and later on there are other things that that word evolved into, all the way down to a person being referred to as an OG. And when we are using these terminologies, we are still discussing Gog. So you mentioned, I believe you mentioned Mars, but Mars was invaded by the same people that in the old ancient writings are referred to as the Igigi, whereas you're getting the word Magog or Gog from. And what does it mean? They do not remain complacent in their own places, but they go forth and conquer. So before we just put the label on and say, well, that's a race, that word means something much greater than sticking on someone's phenotype and claiming that they look a certain way. So there have been many wars, and I'm not going into the full detail in the backdrop about all these wars. I'm just highlighting on one specific group who is responsible for altering and changing things. So, yes, even the Quran is speaking about them, where it talks about that all of the things that they have done and established and put forth when it is all completely done away with, no consideration will be given to any of the things, the works, the actions as such that they have put forth. So slowly, Brother DeWater, you see where we're kind of going? And does 19 have anything to do with it? Absolutely it does.
Mm.
So let me shift gears slightly, because I'm pinning a particular type of actions on some people who were not from here. We can call them Nephilim. Whatever, they showed up here. They're not from here. Okay, these negative ones. Okay? And so the G-men, which is a compound word, okay, they're supposed to be kind like a human. The last part of the word, M-A-N, is manhu. Manhu. Now, you take the H-U at the end of the word, because the Egyptians knew who they were with regard to who showed up, because the culture and civilization established on Lamu, short form of Lamu is Mu or Lumeria. That is not here within the seven continents. Okay? Atlantis, yes, as far as how it's referred to in the Greek. But Lumeria was not. Mu is the Lamu is the Arabic word for Mars. And mind you, this has nothing to do with being religious about it. Religion is not playing a part in what we're describing, what I'm describing as of this moment. So Lamu, the people of Lamu, okay, look at the word Zulu. And you remember Brother Zawadia, the late brother Credo Mutwa?
Mm-hmm.
David, I did that long, lengthy interview with. Now, he had had more discussions leading up to that. So by the time he is now interviewing Credo Mutwa, the questions and the statements and the comments were more organized. That's why when he did that interview, which was a long interview, everything appeared to be lined up in their conversation. Well, yeah, it should be, because they were already speaking. So the Zulu, okay, means the interdimensional people. So that specific group on the African continent, according to Credo Mutwa, they themselves, who are black, they're not from here. That specific group isn't from here. And when you look at the stone tablets and how the continent of Africa was referred to as, it's Abzu. They've loosely translated to say gold. Okay? So Zahab in Hebrew would refer to gold. That's how you say gold in Hebrew. Okay? Zahab. Kesef is silver. Just for the purposes of the listening audience. Now, with respect to things being tied up, we're going to the esoteric side just for a moment, being tied up in 19. When you run the number 19 by itself through the gematria, in terms of, Brother DeWadia, you did mention a moment ago about how we were made by a creator. We were created by a creator, okay? It is no coincidence that with the number 19 is the word associated, one of the words is egg, E-G-G, egg, okay? Then we have a few other words as well. One of them is to put forth an idea. And so when it says in the Quran how man is created, it says that, and mind you, part of this showed up in the movie Roots, where his name is changed from kunte tente. So in Arabic, the word is kun fayakun. Or kun fayakun. That's the proper way to actually pronounce it, because it's the same word, but one of them is more emphasized, which is why there's a longer sound in the pronunciation of that same word. So, and that expression is also known in Hebrew as well. So it means to unanimously, collectively, together, agree. So when it says for the man to be made, they said, oh, this is nothing but a word. Sure. Can we all agree together? So here's the expression, again, kun fayakun. They agreed unanimously together to work together to make this happen. And then, of course, there's some other discussions that's not that important as of this moment to mention. So they know how themselves, how they were. They're known and have knowledge of war, warfare, galactic, intergalactic travels and as such. So here it is now. We're talking about what does all of this mean? What is the significance of 19? And how does that play into anything? Well, I mentioned in a couple of shows back that the number 19 itself is a prime number. So numbers such as 1, 3, 5, 7, 11, 13, 17, 19, 23, and it goes on and on and on. Those numbers do not break down evenly. They just do not. 9, well, we know that it is 3 times 3. So there are 3 threes to give you 9. And as such, well, I'm going to read something here where they were talking about, and this is a little bit taken from the, because I already had pulled it up just to be ready for this show, and it says, one of the understandings to have about this number 19, it says the spiritual meaning of angel, and mind you, keep in mind, the word angel is a made-up word, okay? Malakim or Malikitin is the actual word. It means those who are sent on a mission or an errand with authority from the one who gave them the authority to do so. This is not a race of beings that, as in religiosity today, they would have you believe, yeah, there's a race of angels. No such thing exists. Okay? It's made up. Their concept is a made-up concept. So it says, back to what I was saying, the spiritual meaning of the angel number 19 is connected to perseverance, inner power, finding your spiritual path. It is a number that is blessed with, and let me just expand this just a little bit. It says, that you deal how it's supposed to work in your daily life, okay? All they can that can lead you to a peaceful life, even if the road is sometimes rocky. Now I'm gonna grab my dictionary off the shelf, Brother Dawadia, because now we got to get down to what does this have to do with us at the very basic level of our creation. So you're gonna like what I'm gonna read. So give me a second. And let me get pull my book off the shelf. Okay. All right. One of the definitions of Adam is to be brown. Right off the bat. To be brown, one who is intelligent, one who has been created with special substances and given special abilities, one who also enjoys the comfort of life, And that person or persons were made to live upon the surface of this place, which has many names. One of the names is called Adama, which is the feminine form of the surface that we are currently dwelling upon, which includes all of the things that make up this realm in which we find ourselves, the skies, the clouds, the weather systems, the ecosystems, the animals, the oceans, all of that makes up Adama, all of it. Now, what it says is that this particular type of created man, he has an extra component spiritually within his creation that supposedly was not reflected in those beings or people before his time. So he has something called the pineal gland. Pineal, that is the direct broadcast antenna link built within you to connect. So now they're coming out with alien movies now, okay? And I saw I guess it's a trailer it's called, and it said they came here, these aliens, these whatever you want to call them, the bad ones, they came here in search of, and I'm going to use the word that they use, G-O-D. They came here in search of God. But how they were going about to find God was those who were already created with a direct link to him. Now you see what we're talking about a little bit, Brother Dawadia?
Mm-hmm.
And at any time, you can chime in, because
okay,
I know
okay.
It's a bit much. And still, today's show is not going to be enough time to do justice to what it is. So when we say this life that we're living, we put forth a life force, and it says, the real meaning behind number 19 can be understood when you see which vibrational energies each digit brings to the mix. And it says it's connected to quite a few things: new beginnings, fresh starts, leadership, freedom, potentially choosing another path than the one that you're currently on. So basically, you have a choice. One who's able to make decisions, one who's able to make predictions. And it says, of all of the other living beings here, and it says not even the, and I'm going to use the word that everybody's familiar with, not even the angels can make predictions and make forecasts. So they don't do it. They say they only know what they were taught. But this new type of man, supposed to represent us, could do this. And he was able to tell them, as the story goes in chapter 2 of the Quran, their natures and their names, just like it says in Genesis as well. So same story. So people are not, you know, if you read it in one and then you go over to the other, you're going to find similarities in the stories. But in order to do that, you have to be given a certain type of knowledge, and you have to have been created in such a way that allows that. And our direct link, and they might call it cheating, which is one of the reasons that those who are already here, with all of the stuff that they had and they had going on and high standard of living and everything, they became jealous of this quote-unquote new type of man because they see it as what you and I and our abilities, what we're able to do, they see it as we're cheating because they're not on that frequency. So our frequency is whatever, you know, and Brother Dawadia, you've handled radio communications before, talking on walkie-talkies and push-to-talk and all that stuff. Well, you know, in order to talk to the same people, the people you need to speak with, all of y'all have to be on the same channel. You know
right.
That, right?
Right.
Exactly. You have to be on the same channel. Everybody can have a radio, but that doesn't mean because everyone has a radio, everyone can talk. No, no. We need to be on a particular frequency. And you know that within time intervals, you have to change channels.
Right.
In the military, that was the same thing. That's why we were given the call signs and everything else. And every so often, we already knew, and we had to request, which is the same thing as spiritual life, and this 19 has a lot to do with this, about positive attitude, this, that, your journey, and the whole bit. In order to enter the next net, that, let's say, for me, on the brigade level, okay? Me,
yeah,
local commander, to the brigade, to the brigade commander. When the time comes, I must look, I have to request permission to enter the net. Look at that word we're using. Request permission to enter the net. You identify yourself and you request permission to enter the net. Okay? And then they want you to authenticate. Okay? So they're going to tell you if you are who you say you are, produce your little secret book, and I want you to authenticate Oscar Papa. And you got to be on the right time frame. You're on the right channel in order to even get a response. And then as you go through, you find what they challenged you with, and then you give the reply. I authenticate whiskey. And then they tell you, permission granted. You have now entered the net.
Right. And certain information couldn't be talked on certain channels and frequencies.
No. And that still is the case today.
Yeah.
So even for military and law enforcement, we all talk on channel 50. Huh?
Yeah, some was classified, top secret, secret. You had all kinds of classifications in there on where you can talk this information also.
Right, exactly.
And one other thing that you mentioned that we should know, the language that we're speaking was called the forbidden language. The reason it was called the forbidden language for 350 years is because this language here, you can write secret codes to it. Because for the simple reason, A-D-A-M, A-T-O-M, T-O,
right.
T-W-O. T-O-O, G-O-D, G-U-A-R-D. Because of that, you could never understand a damn thing when you're using this language. That's the reason the language is so important, is that things that they have put in the Bible is esoteric knowledge that you don't understand when they tell you the story of Adam. Well, are they talking about A-D-A-M or A-T-O-M? If you're talking about A-T-O-M, then that's what an element becomes, an atom. And that's what you made up of.
Correct.
And so you have to understand this language is trickeration. In other words, what we have done is we prosecuting their ass now.
Right.
We're bringing for So this is something when you're studying, you have to understand the key to it is the language. This language carries with it the ABCs and the alphabets.
Right.
If you use the ABCs, then it's no J's in there. And so you can see in the name of 22 signs and symbols and everything is capital. So you have to know this in order to gain the knowledge that we have gained, and we
now, let me give you the higher side, the original language, and what you just said with how it is we are communicating now. Okay, one way that allowed them to completely get us off track and give us a form and put us in a state of cognitive distortion. That means you know when you look at something, you know what the answer is. But these people have gotten us in such a way through spells, because that's what the English language is about, spells, that the thing you're looking at, you no longer call it that thing. You're calling it something else. They've gotten you to reverse engineer the answer to the point, whereas now the answer that you think is the answer is the wrong answer, and they know it. Now, let's add another point to this, because we're talking about communication, language. Okay. So if we pick a word, and I'm going to use the word that a lot of people who are Muslims are familiar with. KFR is the root letters. Kafara, kafara. They, using cognitive distortion, they have told us, now mind you, the original languages and everything is locked in this number 19. So there's a lot going on. And the original languages are all geometric. So this is spiritual conversations on a whole nother level taking place simultaneously at the same time. They pull us off of that and put us on a linear system. And it is even said the longer we continue to speak in this garbage, it's actually taking years off of our lives. So now what we are saying no longer matches our intentions. So the what's wrapped up in intention, a person's intention, is a sense of knowing. All of that's part in that 19, all of it. So what I give people as a the recommendation that I make these days, there's a brother, his platform, and he has a YouTube channel, Benjamin Bilal. That's his name. That's his. That is the actual name of his channel. So I'm on that platform as well. And the science of language is referred to as neunetics. That's the term he's come up with, and it is really what it is. So when you have a word in the original language, such as kafara, they have told us through cognitive distortion that the word doesn't mean cover. But yet the English word cover is coming from this original word. You see where I'm, you see my point, Brother Dawadia?
Yeah.
So when you are reading this new laid out esoteric stuff that babble that they got us in now, you're reading the words if you can pronounce the original words in the languages that they're written in. But the problem where we fall short is that we're still holding on to this new construct of what they're telling us this word is. So when you see this word in any of these languages, KFR, the roots, you are now saying it means rejecter. It means disbeliever. And it means all of this other stuff. So when someone is saying this to me, well, yeah, it's disbeliever. No. What kind of word is disbeliever? That's my approach to them. What type of word is this? What language is that word disbeliever out of? And then they have to think about it. And then I have to draw their attention to say it's also a compound word. And there's a host of words like this. So folks who are reading the Bible translated in English, you're suffering. Folks reading the Quran translated in English and French and all these other languages, you're suffering. You can pronounce the original words, but we're still holding on to what they said these words mean. Which means we're saying one thing which is not matching up with our intentions, with our inner thoughts, our outer thoughts, our forethoughts, which is the reason why we remain stagnated. So now when it reaches the point of where the other supreme beings and we're all in the same space, so to speak, this is why I always say, if there was the resurrect King James and he's supposed to be speaking English and we say that we're speaking English, we will not be able to understand one another. And that's when we know, Houston, we have a problem. We're using similar words, but how the old King James is using these English words is not the same way we're using them today. So as a result, we have no clue what he's talking about.
And something else that Cole and I had noticed, Brother Mahal, when me and Cole were studying together, we noticed that the Bible is coded, and it's coded up under the knowledge of the number 19 to the standpoint where, and I was curious, I went back and I wanted to see where in the Bible it said that for then will I turn the people a pure language. So in other words, we use this all the time. Yeah, but let's look at something. Zephaniah, that's 9 letters. Zephaniah 3:9. Chapter 3, verse 9 says, for then will I turn the people to a pure language that they may call upon the name of the Lord, not no God, to serve him with one custom.
Yes, one.
9 and 3, 12. The number 12 is complete. The 9 don't change.
Nope.
And the number 3 is male, female, offspring.
Mm-hmm.
So these are the codes. I just, for curiosity, because me and Cole have walked up on these damn codes. They got so many scriptures and scores, especially in Isaiah, and codes where if you see where they put it, what scripture, see, chapters and scriptures wasn't in the original Hebrew.
No, it was never broken down.
Only chapters and this is in this book here where the 1881 King James Bible, and this is where they teach the language. This is the first book that they could teach this language we're speaking right now. The first book was this 1881 Bible. This is this reading from left to right. This was your book that you, when you went to school to learn this language, you was taught this language out of.
Correct.
To tell us that. And so it wasn't no chapters and wasn't no nothing in the first story of when you're following the two kingdoms that this book is wrote about, Yasharal
right.
and Yehuda.
Right.
They didn't have no chapters in that. So this is something that through studying me and Cole had picked up on. But I was just very curious about when you were talking about a pure language and this. I said, I'm going to go back and see what actually is this. And I'll be damned if it wasn't, it's coded.
Exactly.
And I want to share. Go ahead on, Brother Mahal.
And the original, and see, mind you, when we say over 19, okay, and the fact that these original old, look, they have an institute in California. It's been around for a long time, okay? Since I want to say that I became aware of this knowledge and hearing that it was called the Sacred Language Institute in California, I became aware of it in 1991. And they said that they took all of these ancient characters. The English stuff and Roman characters are not included in this. They're not geometric. Yeah, they exert a force. Yes, they're designed to pull you off track. Yes, they are. But the Sacred Language Institute is looking at all of the ancient writing systems. And when they put them into a pyramidal shape, mathematically speaking, they said that's when they discovered that these characters are geometric, not linear.
Right.
And they said that the characters themselves, mathematically, when you fold one side of that character over upon itself, then a picture glyph emerges from it. And I don't mean scratches and tick marks. I mean like full-blown portrait of something embedded within the character itself. They say each of the characters have a face. So on that statement is one reason why they're saying, they said, this character, these ancient character sets are alive. Again, geometric. And they're holographic. Whole different thing. We are holographic beings.
Right. They may move.
We are electromagnetic. All of this in our design is not haphazard. It is all locked into this. And it says, dealing with 19, when you understand what it's about, is to help keep you moving forward. No more being stagnated. So to get us off of that, they had to get us to not recognize the natural order. I think that's the best way I can sum it up.
Right.
And the natural order is dealing with any and everything. They had to get us to not pay attention no longer to that.
One other thing, Brother Mahal, that I want to mention to the audience that if you are not hip to, that this language that we speak, the alphabet, A, B, C, D, each one of them carries a number with them.
Yes.
And they start the number on 6, which is that of a man and a beast. The A is 6. The B is 12. The C is 18. So they have a numbering system to this language, but they don't teach that in school.
No. And then there's another numbering system relative to these same characters back in the day when we used to write in college program applications from scratch. A was now 10. B is 11. C is 13, and so on. So now when you're dealing with a quote-unquote exact science, now you start, you don't say A is 1. Now A has a different numerical equivalent.
Right.
And it's not even called a real number anymore. It is called an integer, which is a whole number, not a fraction or decimal. Those are considered real numbers, by the way, fractions and all that stuff, 1.2 and all that. They call that something real. A whole number is a whole different concept because now you have to understand in the computer programming world. So this AI and everything that they got going on is not using A is 1, B is 2 and all that. That's not what they're doing. And they really have not been even doing it that way.
And
if you think about it, you got your first real numbers. You got 0, which is Sefer, which is, again, the Sephirot, the tree of life. Then you have 1 through 9. And after 9, A is equal to 10. B is 11. So the computer world was already set up to accommodate how to deal with this numeric system and dealing with variables. So at that point, anything that has to do with a letter from the alphabet is now referred to as a variable. And think about when something varies. So now they have fixed variables. So forever and a day, if they choose that A is going to always equal to 10, then that's what that is. And if it's some situations that A is not equal to 10 and A is equal to something else, well, hey, they're going to do that too. And the mathematics behind dealing with it. So this whole system, this matrix that we're under, it is no reason why it is falling apart. It is loosely connected to the real matrix put forth by the Creator. And, you know, they make the statement, the Creator doesn't make any mistakes. Nothing is a mistake. Nothing is an accident. You got something you want to add to that?
No, I'm fine. I had something that I was listening to you, so it slipped my mind.
Yeah.
Because the hologram. They made a movie about the hologram man.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what I wanted to. You had spoke on something that you can go look at that movie, and they tell you all of these things. They tell it to you.
Well, look at the Matrix movie, okay? You're controlled through your mind. The first Matrix movie, Neo, representing new, something new, right? In order to get back into this Matrix where he was once physically connected into the Matrix. So the image that people see, that we see one another, allegedly, is through the cortex. The name of the company that Neo worked for in the first Matrix movie was called Meta Cortex. And you know, meta has something to do with crossing over. Mote, Mawat, any of those terms, all those terms are connected. And they're from the same root, meta. Meta can also represent something that's on a grand scale. But anyway, and in order for him to do what he needed to do, mind you, in the Islamic world, the color green is very important. So you remember in the first movie where this lady wearing who had the tattooed of the white rabbit on her arm was with this guy, and they knocked on the door? And he reaches on his shelf to give the guy whatever program that Neo had been working on to give to this guy in exchange for money or whatever it was. The title of the book was a Latin phrase. It was called Simularica. That is singular for simulation. Simularicum is plural. And when you look at what something is simulated or what a simulator is presenting, it is a snapshot of something that was once real, that has now been recast in this reality that we're in. So do they really know about and understand what's all involved in 19? Because I'm going to put it like this. They're playing with some serious fire. Behind how they've changed and manipulated the fabric of creation to create a new thing. And you notice they use the expression thing. They really can't call their stuff creation.
Right.
But to create something means it is originated from a source not known, nor was it explained to us. That is the original definition of Genesis 1:1. Bereshit, and the verb bara, B-A-R-A, singular. So the Creator is not plural. They say in the beginning the gods created. No, wrong interpretation. That's not what's being said.
Right.
Because right after Bereshit, which means many beginnings, many starts, is the singular he originated, Bara, not Borim, Bara, from a source not told to us or from a source that is unknown. You can, any of those interpretations is fine.
And like a, what Cole used to quote a whole lot of times, I've heard Cole quote say that Jesus has said, in my Father's house, there are many mansions. Which one of them mansions, Cole would say, did I come from?
Exactly.
I came from a higher mansion than what you came from.
Exactly. And mansion can be associated with the word garden. That's the actual word. The Jenna, or we say in Hebrew, Gan. So which of these prepared places are you from? We have this phenomenon right here in the United States. You have Michigan, the state of Michigan. It's a compound word. Don represents a prepared piece of real estate. So when it says, yeah, Adam was placed in the garden. Okay, so what does that mean? He just roaming the street and he just sees trees and grass and all this stuff? No, no. The area was prepared, and there were already caretakers who existed before him. And he was able to communicate with them and vice versa. That's the longer part of the story. And then we have people here in this realm within these seven continents who are not even from here.
Right.
Okay? They told us, you know, oh, you got the Gentiles. Okay, what exactly are you saying? Because the way that they're interpreting is a joke. Okay? So you have the unfortunate ones. Okay? This is a translation of the actual word. The unfortunate ones, the foolish, the wicked, they don't do what is right. They're insane. They're defective. And, yes, the other interpretation is unfortunate. They're the unfortunate ones. Then you have the hen race, the din race. Then you have other races beyond 70. So there's plenty here. And then we have hybrids.
Boy.
We've got a genetic mess going on down here.
The hybrids, and see, you're seeing the hybrid, and I've noticed something. The children, well, Patrick Mahomes, I don't know who he should have been. I'm gonna say the children born after 2000, because Patrick Mahomes is one of those neutron children. Now both of my grandbabies are neutron. I've noticed, like, we played last night at Gun Battle, and I've seen so many neutron children. It was just crazy. I mean, how this generation is coming up, these 1, 2, and 3, and 4 year old, these hybrids, you can't tell what race they are. They have very fine hair. You can't tell if they black, Mexican, Jew, Sioux, or Hindu.
Yeah, I know. And but go back to what you said in the time frame in which after a certain year, people, you know, they were genocide. And then they're talking about all of the vaccines and all these other things that have played into that. These people did not come up with these vaccines because they had your welfare and well-being in mind. That's not what this was for. They needed to change you, alter your genetics, so that you're not on 19 anymore.
Right.
You can't be on 19 for their purpose, because then they would not have the ability to affect you this way. But they still don't have it lit. They don't have it lit yet.
And something else I noticed, children born after 2000 is already on synthetic food, news. I don't know nothing about no vegetables and shit. Everything is synthetic. And now they got synthetic food that's going to be selling and giving to school. They always start the experiment in California. This new meat that they coming out with, all that shit going to be given to the children this year in school.
Yeah.
The synthetic meat. And all that, they are completely turning. And okay, now, after 36 years, what you got? Nothing but synthetic people, artificial people, AI.
Yes, AI is in position. And mind you, the Old Testament pronounced AI. AI is a god.
Right,
and
right.
You know, in the Matrix movie, they use that when Morpheus says to Neo, he says they gave praise to AI. And Neo knew what that was. He said, AI? Because that's what he was doing when he was still connected to the Matrix. So now the words, even in, I think it's Matrix Revolutions, you remember the Indian couple, the guy, and they were at, what's the name of the train station they were at? Mobile, M-O-B-I-L. We need to look that word up, okay? And mobile is a play on words. Mo, ma, mim, min means from or out of the hole or something. B-I-L represents bell. So now he says, yeah, the word love and all of this, he said, it is but a connection. So they have programs on every level, industrial, and he was talking about his, I don't remember what he said his quote-unquote wife's name was, and what the little, his daughter, was spoken to his daughter, what her purpose was going to be. But basically, they themselves recognize and identify themselves as programs. So how many people walking around here in this room is actually real? That's the question. And yes, because their purpose is stated, the guy called the train man, look at this use they're using, pulls the train into the station, he's picking him up, and he tells Neo, no, not you. So now Neo thinks he can get out of the place, and it keeps coming right back to where he started. And if he wants to make a bargain, Trinity, that's her name, Trinity, they had to go and meet with the French man. You see the terms they're using, bro?
Yeah.
I'm going to have to go back and see what the hell was the French all about. And guess what you come across from the 1600s and 1700s on the esoteric level along with other things. They were in the business of making synthetic people. That is the start of Cabbage Patch. And the stories about the stalks delivering the babies. That was the original interpretation of what a post office or a postman was. And the symbol that they use on the side of your mail truck today is still the stalk.
Right.
It wasn't delivering mail. It was delivering these babies. And these babies came in all colors.
Yep. Well, I see that clock up there says we have to continue this next week.
Oh, yeah.
Shema Yahavadah, Yah Avanya Ika, Shema Yah. We hope you...
Shema Yah.